The family of a slain Surrey woman wants to know how a high-risk, high-needs repeat violent offender was allowed to be back out in the community in the time leading up to her killing. Tory Dunn's family has questions for the Canadian justice system regarding the 2019 statutory release of the man accused of killing the Port Kells resident on June 16. The last 5 weeks have been just horrible for my family, Haley Dunn, Tory's cousin, told the Surrey Now leader. So many questions unanswered, what ifs. The grief is all-consuming for some of us. Adam Mann, 40, was charged on June 28 in connection to Tory's murder. He was on probation at the time of Tory's murder and is scheduled to appear in Surrey Provincial Court on Friday, July 19. Haley said in an email to the Now leader that more should have been done to protect Tory and the public from Mann. Tory was a beautiful soul, kinder than most. Was at home with her boyfriend and rescue dog in a safe neighborhood when someone entered her home and murdered her violently, Haley said. Adam Mann, no stranger to serious violence, parole documents. Documents from the Parole Board of Canada, obtained by CBC but provided to Surrey Now leader by Haley, found Mann was at high risk of repeat offending. According to the documents, Mann has a lengthy criminal record in Ontario that started when he was young. The Ontario native was no stranger to serious violence, noted a judge during his sentencing hearing in connection to an April 2008 armed robbery in Ontario. At that time, Mann had 22 previous convictions, and the 2008 robbery would be the fourth robbery he was sentenced for. Mann was sentenced in March 2009 to 12 years for robbery with a weapon, carrying a concealed weapon, unauthorized possession of a firearm, possessing a prohibited weapon and possessing a restricted firearm. In December 2014, Mann was convicted of assault while incarcerated. He was sentenced to 6 months for the assault, which included spitting on a parole officer and assistant warden. A psychological risk assessment conducted in 2014, before Mann applied for parole, found that he was considered at high risk of repeat offending in the next 7 years. The board also found that he had not addressed his risk factors. Mann was denied full parole in October 2015 and was first released on statutory release, with conditions, in June 2016. By that time he had reached the limit for statutory release, which is required by law after a federal offender has served two-thirds of their fixed-length sentence. Individuals serving a life sentence do not get statutory release. Between 2016 and 2019, Mann's statutory release was suspended or revoked at least four times, before he was finally released on statutory release in July 2019. To read what I read this morning, it has become so clear that all of this was just so avoidable, Haley said. I wonder if the board that voted for his release in 2019 would allow Adam Mann to live on their street, next to their families. How can they explain this decision in a way that makes sense? You barely missed the criteria for being diagnosed as a psychopath, 2018 decision. The Parole Board of Canada plays a role in statutory release only if Correctional Service of Canada refers a case to it for review. A series of Parole Board decisions about Mann through the 2016 to 2019 time period shows repeated concern about his behavior and risk factors. A psychological report on the file indicated a mental health diagnosis, but you have denied this information. You also contest the assessment, which indicates your lack of remorse and empathy, reads a decision from June 13, 2016. Stress factors leading to your violent behavior include poor problem-solving skills, decision-making deficits, anger management issues, and propensity for violence. You display an entrenched criminal mindset and value system. A June 29, 2018, Parole Board decision where Mann's statutory release was revoked noted that, by that time, Mann had been suspended four times on statutory release and reprimanded by the board twice for his attitude and behavior. Every community residential facility he lived in withdrew support because of his behavior, reads the decision. The board, therefore, finds that as a result of your continuous suspensions due to deteriorating and aggressive behavior, your risk is no longer manageable in the community, risk has become undue, and therefore is revoking your statutory release, reads the decision. The decision noted that Mann was assessed as a high-risk, high-needs offender who had low reintegration potential and low accountability. You are currently assessed as a high risk to reoffend both violently and generally. You have been diagnosed with PTSD, substance dependence in remission, and antisocial personality disorder. You barely missed the criteria for being diagnosed as a psychopath, reads the 2018 decision. When Mann was let out on statutory release again on July 10, 2019, the terms of his release included that he must reside at a specific Correctional Service of Canada approved community residential facility or residence, return to the facility nightly, and not drink alcohol or consume drugs. The 2019 Parole Board of Canada decision, Correctional Service Canada stated that Mann had not completed any correctional programming to help identify and address his risk factors. The report stated that his risk factors for violent behavior include personal, emotional factors, poor problem-solving, decision-making deficits, anger management issues, lack of consequential thinking, overall propensity for violence, values, attitudes supportive of criminal behavior, negative lifestyle, violence, keeping company with antisocial peers. The Parole Board of Canada notes that these board decisions were made during Mann's previous federal sentence, which was completed on March 12, 2020. Mann first appeared in Surrey Provincial Court on April 1, 2020, in connection to assault by choking charges near Chilliwack, said Damien Darby, Communications Counsel for BC Prosecution Services. Mann pled guilty to the lesser offence of assault and was given a suspended sentence with 3 years probation. Since then, he has been charged several times with breach of a release order. Chasity Dunn, Tory's cousin, started an online petition on July 3 calling on the legal system to undertake a comprehensive internal review of the decisions and legal procedures leading up to the tragedy that has befallen Tory. The campaign has over 3,600 signatures as of July 18. We beg you to remember Tory Dunn, remember her life that was so needlessly and cruelly cut short, and remember the failings that led to her untimely demise, reads the campaign.